something that you save us put aside for ourselves, but also for our future. The reason why I say that is because, at the end of the day, for me, I don't want to burden my kids with my needs down the road.
Everybody, I'd like to welcome you to my podcast, Renew Motherhood. My name is Blanca Falk. I'm the host. And this episode is Finding Balance, the intersection of motherhood and finances. For this, I have got an incredible guest here, Janet Hum. Please briefly introduce yourself. Who are you? Where are you from? And what makes this topic to you?
Yeah, thank you, Blanca, for having me. I am from Toronto, Canada. I am a daughter, a wife, a sister, and a mom, a CPA turned financial strategist. Thank you, Blanca, for having me here today.
That's great. And you are the right person for this topic around finances and motherhood. I'm so glad that you come on my show. Let's just jump into what do you think? I just like to go straightforward here. Why do moms feel guilty saving for themselves? And how do we flip that script? Because
Yeah,
I think we always think or we always place our kids first, our husband first, everyone else around first. But here we are talking about finance, savings, and how can we change this?
Yeah, that's a great question. You're absolutely right. In everything, almost everything we do, moms, we put everybody else first. We often hear people say, we should put ourselves first, have me time to care of ourselves so that we can be a better mom. And it's so true, not just emotionally, but also financially. And we're not talking, spending a lot on ourselves, but, taking care of ourselves holistically, right? Emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially. It doesn't have to be a big financial investment, but do understand that, we got to save for ourselves too, right? It doesn't have to be a huge amount. Maybe it's just a coffee a day instead of going out for a coffee. Maybe I can make my own coffee at home for €5, $5, whatever that is, whatever currency it is, whatever country you're in. Start with those few dollars a day and it can accumulate over time for something that you save us put aside for ourselves, but also for our future. The reason why I say that is because, at the end of the day, for me, I don't want to burden my kids with my needs down the road. But if I don't start saving now, I know I'll end up burdening them down the road. So that's sort of the mindset shift, Blanca, that you were talking about, right?
Yes, it's, right. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, it's saving for myself, but yeah, it's also saving for my kids, their children, their future down the road, that they don't have to worry about funding, say, my retirement or funding my long-term care, for example, because we're living longer and longer.
And that's a big topic because if I listen to women here in Germany, I'm from Germany, and you probably hear this, but they are always talking, okay, you have to go to work very soon, very early again. So if you have got your kids, go to work, go back to work because you would be poor.
Yes.
If it comes down the road and you're aged and the kids are outside and you don't have any money anymore. So, and this is a huge, huge topic here. And how can we start? If I only have $50 left at the end of the month, is it still worth saving?
Yeah. And Blanca, I want to go back to your comment about, what about my future? Let's put it this way. When my parents retired, or in that generation, a lot of them retired at 55, 65, right? And a lot of them were living till maybe 70s or 80s. That was their lifespan, right? So they retire and they have about 20 years of retirement, right? But there's more and more of us that are centenarians now, Blanca. Living till 90s to 100 or plus, right? But if we're still,
which is great.
It's great if we're healthy. If we're healthy.
Yes, if you're healthy.
Right? If we're healthy. And the thing is, if you think about it, if we're still retiring at 65, we're no longer living another 20 years. We're living another 30 plus. Now, I don't know about Germany, but in Canada, a lot of us don't have a pension anymore, which means we need to save for our own retirement.
Wow.
So if I'm only saving, say, another 20 years, I'm going to likely outlive my money. So what's going to happen? Do I go back to work? Well, the question is this. Number one, going back to, do I have the health to do so? Right? Number two, who's going to hire me?
Yeah.
Because
Well,
I'll
at
be
least you
competing.
have experience.
Maybe, but it might be outdated experience, right? Like, it depends.
Oh, yes, the technology is running faster.
Exactly. So I'll be competing in my 70s or 80 with someone that's 20s, in their 20s. So can, like, it's one thing I can work, but it's another, am I hireable? Right? So all that combined, I need to start thinking about that. I need to make sure I don't outlive my money. Because if I outlive my money, what's going to happen? I don't want to be a burden to my kids. And so to your question about if I only have $50, is it worth saving? Absolutely. Absolutely. Every dollar counts. Number one, because it's a snowball effect. Number two, it's a habit. We need to start a habit. You know, as moms, we teach our kids good habits, right? Brush your teeth in the morning, wash your face in the morning. It becomes second nature. It's the same with finance. If we can just put aside $1, $5, $50, whatever it is, start small, but start somewhere. Because it's going to catch up, it's going to roll, it's going to snowball, it's going to accumulate, it's going to compound, right? Number one. Number two, it's understanding where we can save it tax efficiently, right? Back in the day, my great grandparents, they would, literally put their money in a tin. And that's how they saved, right? Can't do that now. With the inflation and all, we
With the
can't do
inflation, that's not worth.
No. And I don't know, where you are, but even putting it in the bank might not be the best option. We need to put it into something that's at least on par with inflation, if not more than inflation. Because otherwise, our money is just deflating. It's losing its value.
More and more, and quite rapidly.
Exactly.
I love this that you mentioned you need to build a habit, because I always think, okay, we experience the habits from our parents, from our grandparents, and we adopted these things. But with those changes in the world, we have to change too and build new habits around this. And I love this to say, okay, it doesn't matter how much, but start to build your own wealth here. And even as a mother, or especially as a mother, what would you say?
Especially as a mother, yes.
Especially, right? So what's the first step to paying yourself first when you're living paycheck by paycheck?
Yeah, you know what? It's important because at the end of the day, I learn saving and finances from my parents. And that's why now that I'm a parent, I want to make that a priority. Yes, they learn a lot of things in school, reading, writing, whatever else. Financial literacy isn't taught in school, at least not in North America. They say they are, but humbly speaking, in my opinion, they're teaching math. They're not teaching financial literacy. It's two very different things.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Here in Germany too, I would agree.
Yeah, so really, it's up to us. It's on the mom's shoulder to teach, to educate, to help them, because that is one skill that will not expire. It doesn't go out of date, right? We, as we teach our kids these financial literacy, they're going to teach their kids, and we change generations to come. And that's the impact we have. It's not teaching about, I don't know, computer skills that are probably outdated, right? And that's the thing. And for, going back to savings, what do we start? Start with their first job, even as their kiddos, right? But let's start with parents first, okay? Start with the moms. I say, for those that are working, set aside automatic transfer, a percentage of your paycheck every single time. If you get paid every 2 weeks, set up an automatic payment every 2 weeks when your paycheck comes in. Set up, say, $10, $20, whatever it is, at least, 10% of it, put it aside. And then live with the rest. Out of sight, out of mind. Make sure you invest it. Save it. Save it. There's something called the 50-30-20 rule, right? Out of your paycheck, 50% put it onto the needs. Essentials like rent or mortgage, utilities, transportation, groceries, healthcare. These are the things that we need to live and work. Maybe 20%, 30%, no more, is the wants. Like the dining out, the entertainment, the hobbies, the vacation, these are the wants. And the other 20%, really, and I said 10 earlier, ideally you want to get to the 20% savings. Dedicated building wealth through savings, through investment. Maybe it's a retirement account. Maybe you don't have an emergency fund. Emergency funds to make sure we have at least 3 to 6 months of expenses set aside for the car repair, for the home repair, for the furnace, things like that. And making sure that we pay down whatever debt we have. More and more of us are into debt. I'm not talking just the mortgage. I'm talking, line of credit or credit card. Those are bad debt. Let's get rid of them ASAP because they're going to accumulate. They're going to eat all our savings, and you want to get rid of that as soon as possible. So set up a separate account. We pay all these bills, but why aren't we paying ourselves first? That's what we need to do. Pay ourselves first. Set a dedicated account to pay ourselves first. Treat it as a non-negotiable monthly expense and don't dip into it unless it's truly, truly an emergency.
That's great. I love this idea of calculating your paycheck and to say, okay, how much do we need for what? And don't forget yourself inside of this. To say,
And
okay, this is not all of this is not going to to things that you have to buy or to things that you have to pay all your bills, but there has to be something for yourself too. Why? Why would you say this is important?
it kind of goes back to need versus want, Blanca. Okay. What is a need? A need is putting food on the table, especially we have kids. Even if we don't eat, we're gonna feed our kids, right? I think that's a non-negotiable. As
Absolutely.
moms, we will do that. We'll do everything to make sure there's food on the table for the kids, right?
Yes, right.
What is a want? A want maybe, the latest gadget, but let's, bring it down a notch. Maybe it's the math class, maybe it's the dance class, maybe it's the drawing class for the kids. Is it really a need or is it really a want? The kids will tell us it's a need.
Yeah, absolutely. And they
Right?
tell us.
Yeah, they sell us. They're the best salesperson. Knowing it or not, they're the best salesperson. I don't know where they learn these sales skills, but they just know it.
I know
They just know it. But that's the thing. We need to make sure that, you know what? If we're not paying our mortgages, does it make sense for our kids to be in all these classes? We can't compare ourselves, our family, with everybody else. We can't. It's doing what's best for our family unit. And as parents, as moms, we need to make those decisions for ourselves. There's no judgment involved. Everyone has their own needs and wants and their family values, right? And so, for us in my family, we focus on one activity. Do it well, right? Do it well. If you want to explore something else, great. I always say you can explore, but if you're quitting, if you decide to quit for whatever reason, we're not going back. So you need to be committed. You need to be committed to that time frame, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, right? Because some programs are 3 months, some programs are 6 months, some programs are longer. Happy to get you try, no problem. Try new things. I encourage it. But if you're gonna quit, you better think twice because we're not going back.
Are you that consequent?
I'm sorry?
Are you that consequent with your? Yes, you are.
Yeah, I
I
am.
can
So
see.
right now, my kids are in Taekwondo, and one of them says, "Mommy, I want to learn ukulele during school lunch hour." I'm like, "Great." And now she's finished the 2 months, and then she asks if she can continue. I'm like, "Okay, if you want to, great. But you got to finish the 2 months, right? You got to be committed, right, for those 2 months." And so it's also building and teaching the accountability, the responsibility while they're still young.
That's great. Yeah. I think I do it similar. I don't communicate it this way. I just like to guide them from the inside to say, oh, you go another day. You just go another day. So until they have got a special time frame when I say, okay, look back. How do you feel with it? Do you like to continue or not? They can feel it, and they know if they want to do it further or not. If it's something that is aligned with them, with their inner being, with their personality, or if they are saying, okay, I just do this because my friend is inside of this. Then they can feel and they can decide what they want to do. Okay, but just coming back to our topic, I would like to know, why would you recommend to pay yourself as a mom first? What does it do to you if you say, okay, I don't let anyone else, but I pay myself too. Why is this important?
Putting that fund aside for ourselves, number one, for emergency, knock on wood if anything happens, right? Number two, we all get sick. What if one day I get sick and I can't take care of my kids? Someone, depending on how old your kids are, maybe they're independent, that's fine. But what if they're still very young? I'll need to hire someone to take care of them, to feed them, to take them to school, etc. Right? And that's where some of that emergency fund will come in. If I spend every dollar on their activity, I have no reserve. If I'm working, I can't work. If I'm not working, then there's nothing. So it's making sure that to take care of my family, that's one important way to make sure I'm putting money aside for them, not for me, for them. But I need to be the one that's mindfully and intentionally putting that aside first.
This is really understandable, I think. So, going a step further, what would you say? Can saving money actually boost your self-worth as a mom?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
Absolutely.
we were talking earlier, right? At the end of the day, our kids look at us. Whether we know it or not, they're observing all the time.
Absolutely.
Right? Not just what we say, but what we do. Right? And they know. Like if we start a saving habit for ourselves, for them, they see it. And guess what? They'll do it. They'll do it. They'll understand the value of money. And money, it's not a scarce resource. It's an abundance. We don't need to compete, but we need to be wise in how we use our resources, just like our time, just like our gifts and our talents. It's the same thing. And so for us, for moms, the best way is to teach them, educate them the value of money, right? I was going to grocery shopping this yesterday with my family, with my kids, and I said, "Okay, if you have $5 and you're hungry, what would you buy?" Because we're in the grocery store, right? And then my little one was
This
like, "Mommy, I
chocolate, this.
yeah, exactly. You know, Blanca, you know exactly." So then I asked her. I was like, "Okay, all right. How long do you think it'll make you feel full?" Right? And because they're learning about food groups. Which food group does that belong to? Now I got her thinking. And I was like, for that same $5, what else can we buy? That's maybe a healthier option. Just helping them understand how to stretch that $5, right? And it doesn't have to be five, it could be 10, whatever it is, right? And having that habit, right? So for me and my household, they have allowance. And I know some people agree, some people disagree. Besides the point, we have an allowance. And for us, it's not about the value. It's not about the dollar. It's about the teaching. So every week they get four quarters. And honestly, Blanca, if you know, four quarters is nothing. They can't really get much. But we started when they were 3 years old. Okay, four quarters every week. And I would give them four buckets. And they're labeled. The four buckets are labeled saving, spending, rent, and charity. And each week they would put a quarter in each of the buckets. So I want them to start thinking about, okay, how much do you have in your savings? Put that aside for emergency. How much do you have in spending? That's the money you can use if you choose to, right? And of course, you got to start saving more so that you can buy whatever it is that you want to spend on. Rent. They need to pay us rent every single month. The reality of life, right? Reality of life. Yeah, reality of life. And we're also starting now that they're older, we start to teach them, hey, you know what? If you forgot to turn off the faucet, if you forgot to turn off the lights, it's going to cost us more, so it's going to cost you more. So you have to pay extra rent.
I love this idea.
So they're just thinking. Now they're really thinking, right?
Yes,
Yeah,
yes.
and then the last one, of course, we need to give back to our community, to the charity, to a cause that's dear to their heart. So that's what we have, and that's what we are teaching them at a very young age, the value of money and how to use it, why we're using it a certain way.
That's great. This is very valuable, I think, because there are not so many people around me that I know who are doing this this way. I
I'm
know
sure there are
some.
many ways. There are many ways, right? This is
But
just how we do it at
yes.
home.
Yes, actually, there are some, just a couple of people here that I know who are really thinking about how can we educate our children in finance and money. And yes, it's not very popular and not so many people are talking about this. So I'm very grateful that we have this topic now here going on a podcast and everyone can listen, make up his mind, her mind, if she likes to follow or if she likes to say, oh, what's that?
Yeah. And
So,
I learned it from someone else, right? Someone shared their nugget with her. I'm like, yeah, that's a great idea just to start from young, right? To think about the
yes, it's
reality
a
of
ripple
it.
effect.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What's one small thing moms can stop doing today to create instant financial breathing room?
Yeah, I say the fear, including myself. Including myself. My background's a CPA, so chartered professional accountant. But even for me, it's like I know how to manage a budget. I know every month how much is coming in, how much is going out. But I didn't know how to grow my money. I was fearful of that. I was like, I'll leave it with the quote unquote expert. But guess what? No one's going to care more about my finances than myself, my family. So I need to learn for myself. I have aging parents. I need to make sure that I help them stretch their dollars because then it's the confidence. They feel it's their dignity too, if you think about it, right? They're retired. They want to make sure that they're not a burden to someone else. None of us want to be a burden to someone else.
No.
So finance is definitely one thing, number one. Number two, finance and health are related, right? If we have poor health, it's gonna, challenge our finances.
Yes.
If we have poor finance, guess what? We're just gonna bring on a lot of stress and anxiety as well.
Yes.
Right? So they go hand in hand. So it's important for us moms to understand and to help ourselves and our family with that. And so I go back to the fear, right? Fear of, we have, a lot of us have fear because we don't know. We don't know where to start, right? And so it's the same, we put our kids through school. Doesn't matter if it's, an actual brick and mortar school or homeschool, it doesn't matter. We put them through an education system in hopes that they will build that strong foundation, right? And for me, even as an accountant, you would think, going through business school and professional certification, I know what I'm doing. Guess what? No. I'll be honest with you, I didn't know. I didn't know how to grow my wealth. No one taught me. The school didn't teach me. So I have to
Yes,
learn.
because everything that is new that you don't know is scary, right? And we
Exactly.
know, as mothers, we know just becoming a mother is the scary moment too.
You
So we have to
guys.
go through it.
That's right. And we got to go through it ourselves first. Break through that fear by educating ourselves, right? Learning the financial basics. And I'm here to help. I have a program, very low entry cost, to help people, individuals, families learn the basics. So when we go to the bank or any financial institution, I know what questions to ask. Because shamefully, I didn't know what questions to ask when I was sitting in front of the person, my quote unquote financial advisor. I had no idea. Right. And so it's just learning enough so we can ask those questions. And it reminds me, if anything, it makes me a better mom because it reminds me what learning is like. So when my kids learn something new, I can relate better. I can encourage better. I can help them better that, hey, you know what? Mom's learning too. It's okay. We're always learning. Learning doesn't stop.
Yes, that's wonderful. I love this. Learning doesn't stop. Just let this sink into your body, into your soul. This sentence is so important. Learning doesn't stop. And it doesn't matter how old you are, if you're young, if you're older, if you are grandpa, grandma, it doesn't stop. You can still learn, right? And improve and make something better. I love this. So what would happen if moms saved money the way they save our kids' arts projects? I I just thought, and that's a wonderful comparison. So to compare, okay, I'm always, oh, very tied in. Oh, this is wonderful. You've done a great job with the drawing, with all those things. And I put them aside, but we could do this with money. What would happen if we do this with money?
Absolutely. And you know what? It's finances give us freedom, give us choices at the end of the day, right? I'm not talking about, billionaires and whatever, but you know what? Money isn't everything, but money does give us options. Lots of options, right? And as parents, we want to give our kids the best, right? But it's really creating that future for them. Those savings habits for them, teaching them the value of money. We're not talking about, hoarding everything and be stingy. Yes, we have to be generous to a certain extent as well. Just understanding that, you know what? We need to make, but we need to also give, but use it wisely. For my kids, it's like, do I go buy candy every time I have $5? You know what? I let them, Blanca, I let them because they now understand, right? It's going to be gone if they use that money. Or if they want to buy a book that they like, it's a choice they need to start making for themselves. I let them fail because that's part of the learning. And then we'll have a discussion, we'll debrief after. But as parents, as moms, we need to figure out what is it? What are the consequences? For myself, I need to learn how to save, how to invest better so that I can teach my kids and change the generation. Well, think of it this way. How many of us actually know our grandparents' grandfather's great-grandfather's name? Blanca, do you know your great-grandfather's name?
I have to think about it. I
I
probably
don't.
will.
I don't. I can tell you, I don't. I don't. Right? We only live once. And there's two important days in all our lives. The day we're born and the day we leave this world. But the most important part is really the dash in between, the legacy we leave behind, right? Most of us don't know the names of our great-great grandpa, but families like the Rockefellers do because they build a legacy that lasts for generations. And to your point, so can we. As moms, we do everything we can to give our children the best possible, but we have to be truly prepared them for financial success, right? In today's world, understanding money isn't just important, it's essential. And did you know that 60% of women say they lack confidence in making financial decisions?
Wow. I didn't know
60%.
this.
Yeah.
Wow,
Yet,
that's a
it's a
big
huge
percentage.
number. Yes. Yet, we make countless financial choices for our families every single day.
Absolutely.
So imagine the power we have if we fully understand how to build wealth, save wisely, and invest in our children's future.
That's great.
You know, the
But yes, it starts with us, right? It always starts with us to be
always
the
starts
role
with
model
us.
and to educate ourselves first, I would say.
Yes.
I can't educate my children if I don't know what to talk about. So I can make up my mind and think about something, but if this is the right way, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I think it's wonderful that you mentioned that you have got programs to really educate families. And I love this to say, okay, educate the parents and the kids. It sounds like.
Yeah. And I say, you know what? Wealth isn't just for the rich. You were asking me earlier, what if I only have $50? It doesn't matter. It's for those who are willing to learn, right? It starts with education. When we know how to manage, how to save, invest, and create, we can make informed decisions that benefit not just us, but our children's and generations to come. And you were saying, we need to be the role models for our children, right? Financial education isn't just about the money, it's about security, freedom, breaking cycles of struggle. And that's why I'm on a mission to help 1 million families to gain financial stability and empowerment in the next decade. But I can't do this alone. We need to come
That's great.
together as a community to learn, to grow, and support each other. And Blanca, I appreciate very much you allowing me to be your podcast guest because now we're all in this community together to grow together, to lift each other up together, right?
That's great.
And I'm sure you've heard the saying, give a man a fish and you'll feed him for a day. But teach a man to fish and you feed him for life.
Oh, that's the quote of my late husband. Absolutely. He always says,
Yeah.
this is how I like to handle people around me.
Yes.
It doesn't help to give just something to stay for to live for one day, but instead do something that has got future, that you can
Exactly.
really, that can grow and develop. So I love this. Thank you very
Yeah.
much for sharing. So you talk about paying yourself first. How do we actually do that in real life? You mentioned those boxes. Is this the way you would go, or is there anything you'd like to add? You say, okay,
Yeah.
50% for the expenses and 20% for savings. And would you add something, or
Yeah,
how do
setting that automatic payment.
you?
That automatic payment from your paycheck, whether it's
That was
weekly,
the first one.
biweekly, make sure you
Right.
do that right away. Right away. And then you'll start seeing the money grow in your bank account or the investment account, whatever it is. Start saving for number one, the emergency fund first, right? If you don't already have one, save for the emergency fund. The storm will come in life, I'm sorry to say, but that's the reality. Some kind of storm will come, whether big or small. We need to make sure that we are financially strong. I'm not an architect, but to build a house, we need a strong foundation. And that's the same with our finances. We need to make sure we have a strong foundation. Make sure you put aside, make sure you're protected. Knock on wood, if something happens to us, what's going to happen to our loved ones? Make sure we have a will in place. I know a lot of people, parents, don't want to think about that. But you know what? I get it. I understand. No one wants to think about it. Truth is, if we don't plan, we're planning to fail. I'm sure you've heard that before, Blanca. And as moms, we always plan. So why aren't we planning? We're planning not for us, it's for our loved ones, for our kids. Especially if we have kids, we need to make sure that a guardian is named. That knock on wood, if something happens to us, who's going to take care of our kids? It's no longer about the finances. My kids are my biggest and most important asset, right? So that's
But they
key.
don't have to pay for us, right? So these assets still should stay assets and not get into debt.
Yes, should not get us into debt.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yes, I love this. This is so valuable, I think. We covered a lot of points here, and I like to, yes, place one last question. How would our kids' future change if they watched us prioritize our own financial well-being?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know what? They see us having that habit. You know, there's no guarantee that they will form it. But they see that financial security will give us the family, you know, just being the freedom, being able to do things that we need to, but also we want to. Having understand that finances and health are tied. Understand that, you know what? It gives us confidence. One thing you were mentioning earlier, right? That I don't have to worry about putting food on the table the next day. It gives us the confidence in knowing that we are in a good place. That we can take care of ourselves and those around us. I think that is so critical.
This is wonderful. I think this is a very good ending here, and I really like to know if people say, wow, she's talking so much about finance, and yes, I need to know something. I need to educate myself. Where can people find you and reach out to you?
Yeah, email me at info@Janet. Hum, JanetHum.ca. Reach out and let's book a complimentary call to talk about, you know, where you are right now. Where do you want to go? How can I help you get there faster, sooner, for your own future, but also for your family's future? And you know what? Let's make the most out of that dash. Let's educate ourselves, make smarter choices, build wealth, not just for today. But for generations to come, we have the power. Let's use it.
That's great. So would you have got the programs? Do you also do a one-on-one coaching, or do you? Yes. Okay. So what are your offers? Your program, your coaching? Is there anything else?
All of the sessions are actually complimentary. It's just a one-time registration fee, very small fee, because we believe that. You know, we shouldn't leave anybody behind. We believe that we all can get to financial freedom. So there is no barrier to entry. That's the key.
Great.
Yeah.
Yes, so valuable. Thank you very, very much for being my guest here and talking about this huge topic. So I love this. Thank you for being here. And to all the listeners, please stay tuned, subscribe, and yes, share this with family and friends to reach more people and to educate ourselves.
Thank you, Blanca. It's a pleasure being here. I love to support fellow moms because I'm one of them, and I know together we can make such a difference, not just ourselves and our families, but for generations to come. I'm so
Yes.
excited. Thank you, Blanca.
Great. Thank you.